I don't like being around people who feel the need to toot their own horn a whole bunch.
Yeah.
I think humility is a great quality in people. But I do want to go counter to that and toot our horn, if you will. WTAW winning some awards. It's the time of year when we participate in the Texas Associated Press Broadcasters Awards.
Mm-hmm.
And WTAW picking up 12 and is a finalist for a 13th award, 10 first place, 2 second place awards. Tom Turbyville scoring a couple of first places. Patrick Zeinert scoring a first place and also part of a staff effort for WTAW.com. Bill Oliver is killing trees. He will be taking his home so much lumber this
right.
year.
We're going to make him pick everything up and just haul it all.
He's going to be out of town. You know,
when the banquet is?
Yeah, it's March 31st in Austin, and so if you'd like to play Bill Oliver, perhaps we can work something out.
Yeah, and get your free meal, free rubber chicken out of the deal.
You can get some. You can get. In fact, it's chicken this year. Yeah. We picked out the menu. So, it's one of those things we don't talk about it a whole lot except when it happens, but we like to. You know, it's always nice to have your work recognized. And so this is a peer contest. The way it works is, they get judges from all over the country to take a look at these and judge the work. And, it's nice to have that happen. So,
and also a first place, want to mention, you can hear them tonight. As a matter of fact, over on the Zone, Mike Wright and Tap Benz for their, sports play by play. First place for, Brian Broadcasting also. So there you go.
So, you know, it's just, nice to have a little good news every once in a while. So,
there you go. Yay, us. Now let's get back to work.
Well, one other thing, and not patting us on the back, but it is possible to do what we do because, as Scott has pointed out numerous times, we have ownership that cares. We have an owner that lives right here in this community that has an office in our office. We have a general manager who believes in local first. And is a champion of that cause in an industry that is going counter to that at every turn. Gone are the days of many small towns having or just towns in general having a radio station that tries to serve the community. And that's what we do. But that is a reflection of the top. That is a reflection of the ownership and the management that we have. And it is a privilege to be a part of that because we enjoy doing what we do. We enjoy being on this radio station. We enjoy bringing you the content that we're able to bring you. But it's because of them. So want to make sure that we that Bill Hicks and Ben Downs get the credit that they deserve. So,
Hear, hear. I'm raising my glass of porridge here.
Of Kahlua?
Yes, right.
Because it is National Kahlua Day, after
yes,
all.
Yes, it is.
We should buy them a chocolate cake.
Yes. Yeah. Then it's just sucking up, though. That's so transparent.
Well, isn't that what this whole break's been, really?
Maybe so. Yeah. Well, I'm trying not to be that transparent, you know.
Oh, thanks a lot, Mr. Downs. Here's a cake.
You'd have to work pretty hard to overtake the Oscars and the lack of humility.
Did you watch the Oscars, Pat?
I saw some of it, not by choice. We were watching with some friends, so it made it a lot more interesting.
Oh, you didn't have an Oscar-watching party at Casa de Zeinert?
No, it wasn't at our place. It was actually Casa de Mezerol.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. Oh, and all of those are camera-type people, you know?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they love their video and all.
Oh, yeah.
So what part did you see?
Well, we actually went and saw, a group of us went and saw Act of Valor. Jordan Mezerol joined me with that and a few other people, and it was actually a pretty good movie for what it was supposed to be. But then when we got back, we joined in the festivities of
joined
watching.
Joined in progress, didn't you?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And it just seemed long, drawn out, and I don't know.
Gosh, I think that's the Academy Awards in a nutshell.
Yeah,
every year,
pretty much.
Even though they tried to, you know, they tried to tighten it up, but it just didn't work.
I understand.
Because they let some of the presenters do a little shtick that they hadn't done that before, and that kind of drew things out a little bit.
Well, Billy Crystal, I think, did an incredible job, but there were more than a few points where we just commented and said, why are all these fridge people stealing our awards? These are American award
buttons. Yeah, yeah.
But I do want to see The Artist. That looks like an incredible film.
Really?
Yeah.
See, a silent movie. A silent movie. This is 2012, for crying out loud.
I want to see what all the hullabaloo is about myself.
But that's
just
it.
What it
then
is.
You see it and you think, really?
Uh-huh.
Really? Could they be any more self-congratulatory?
Oh, this is such
but
a
it won. I mean, it won.
It's a masterpiece of cinema.
It won Best Director. It won Best Actor. It won Best Picture.
Best Actor. Uh-huh. He didn't talk.
He said two words. Apparently, I don't know what they are.
But. I guess. Well, it was actually here for a week or two, but then it left. I don't know what the deal was.
I'm
on
just,
that.
You know, and I know I'm the first person. Uh-huh. I'm not an artsy fartsy guy, in case you can't tell. But really, silent movie, huh? Well, there you are.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk about what's really important in terms of the Oscars, though.
Uh-huh.
The swag bags.
Ooh.
Oh,
what'd
yeah,
they get?
Yeah.
The stuff we all get.
Yeah. Is this okay. what the presenters got?
This year, Oscar VIPs gifted each year with a bag full of goodies and gift certificates. This year, the total value of the swag bags at the Oscars, you want to talk decadent? $62,000.
Like,
this is the free stuff that the presenters and the VIPs of the Oscars got. $62,000. Dumb.
That's a few hundred gallons of gas right there.
Yeah.
That kind of reminds me of one of Billy Crystal's best lines last night. He said, nothing speaks to our economic crisis better than a bunch of millionaires giving out gold statues to each other.
Yep. There you go. Among the items that, they had in the swag bags, we'll kind of start from the bottom up here. They have, slimware, stylish portion control plates with a portion conscious disguised in the design. Really. Retail value $59. Vapor trim, retail $9.95. It's the world's first zero-calorie dessert. No, it's not. Sugar-free Jell-O's been around for a long time. Mm-hmm. Works with the senses of taste and smell so that users feel full and eat less.
Uh-huh.
A four-night, five-day stay for two in Botswana. It's a trip that includes luxury accommodations, all meals, drinks, all game viewing activities, and elephant interactions. It's a safari. They got a safari in the bag last night. 15 grand. Almost $16,000 for that. Organic soap and spa, sending a variety of products based on the recipient's personal preferences, valued at $200 each month, and each celebrity will have a personal concierge assigned to them, $2,400. And then finally, Di Serrano, that's amaretto, actually, an Italian liqueur. Each nominee will receive the opportunity to have one of the country's foremost artisan mixologists tend a premium-stocked bar complete with custom Di Serrano at the location of their choosing for up to 100 guests. Retail value, $15,000. They are so in touch with all of us.
But they like to tell us how in touch they are by telling us what we need to do.
Well, absolutely. Once again, then they're, you know, keep that in mind the next time Sean Penn shares his political opinion on anything. Keep that in mind the next time Roseanne Barr opens her mouth to do anything, okay? Keep that in mind the next time anybody that's a celebrity tells you how you should be thinking, because after all, if they were a VIP at the Oscars last night, they got a swag bag worth $62,000. Really? Really?
Really?
By the way, this is the last thing we'll say about the Oscars until we get to entertainment. Which Best Picture nominee won at the box office? Okay, and that's one of the things that they often talk about is that they say, you know, where we realize that these movies don't do that well a lot of times at the box office.
Right.
The Help was the big winner. This was a $25 million budgeted movie. This thing grossed over $206 million.
Wow.
The Help made almost $182 million, and that was tops. Go to the other end of the spectrum, Hugo. Which one was Hugo?
Hugo was my favorite movie of the year. It was about the film. It was about old-time film and the guy that was the kid that was in the clock at the Paris train station.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
The budget for that movie was $150 million.
Mm-hmm.
It grossed 114, so it lost nearly $36 million.
Yeah.
Dollars.
And so that was my favorite movie.
That
of the
was
year
at the
too.
Bottom. Hello.
Yeah. Hey, since you saw fit to make my chunks rise, right back at you, Barbara Streisand and Jane Fonda.
There you go. There you go. I don't know if I wanted that visual of him making his chunks rise, but there you are.
This is Tony Morelos with W.E. Gibson Insurance. You know, I have never had anyone tell me that buying insurance is fun. I have had people tell me that the two things that they dread the most are buying insurance and going to the dentist. The folks at W.E. Gibson Insurance realize this, and we do everything we can to take the pain out of the insurance buying process. When you call or come by our office, you will always be greeted with a friendly smile. Not only are W.E. Gibson's employees friendly, we are very knowledgeable. Our staff has over 125 years of combined insurance experience. We will answer your questions, and we will shop your policies with many different companies to make sure that you're getting the best coverage at the lowest possible premium. If you're already one of our thousands of customers, I want to thank you. If you're not, why don't you give us an opportunity to show you why so many of your friends and neighbors use W.E. Gibson for their insurance needs. Look us up in the Yellow Pages. I don't promise that buying insurance will be fun, but at W.E. Gibson Insurance, it will probably be better than going to the dentist.
Don't be fooled with all those tax prep ads that say they offer online support. Hi, this is Debbie with Bottom Line Bookkeeping. We're right here in your community and easily accessible to answer all of your tax questions. And this year is our 30th year. Remember, if you think you can do it yourself online, think again. We know what questions to ask. Talk to us. Let us do your tax preparation with one simple visit. At Bottom Line Bookkeeping, you are more than just a number to us. Call us at 691-2345 and ask about our tax preparation guarantee. That's 691-2345.
Allen Honda's President's Day Salute to Savings Sale going on now for a limited time. Take advantage of 0.9% for up to 36 months on Honda's most popular models, the 2012 Accord, Civic, and Fit, or get 1.9% for up to 60 months. Plus, great lease deals now available, like $230 per month on a 2012 Civic Sedan or $250 per month on a 2012 Accord. Come enjoy great rates and a great buying experience during the President's Day Salute to Savings at Allen Honda. Allen's got your Honda.
Do you or someone you know have type 2 diabetes? Then a Better Choices Better Health Diabetes Workshop is for you. These free 6-week workshops help you deal with the symptoms of diabetes in order to prevent or delay complications. For more information about these life-saving workshops, please call 979-458-2237. 979-458-2237. Brought to you by the Brazos Valley Area Agency on Aging.
Walk into a Shriners Hospital for Children, and the first thing you'll notice is that it doesn't feel like a hospital at all. This is care that puts families first in hospitals that feel like home. From groundbreaking pediatric specialty medical care to research that's changing the world, Shriners Hospitals for Children is making miracles happen every day. You can be a part of this extraordinary mission by making a donation today at ShrinersHospitalsForChildren.org or by calling 1-800-241-GIFT.
851 News Talk 1620 WTAW. Did I dream it, or did you tell me off the air, Tom, that we have something else to give away?
Yeah. Okay. Well, you could have dreamed it, but I told you that also.
Okay, so we do have something else to give away. Then let's give something else away.
Okay.
695-1620, and I have officially released the phone lines. So right here at the end of the show, we're going to try to finish strong this morning.
Yes.
And so 695-1620, and we're going to do it much like we did the last contest.
Oh.
So we're going to a little interactive trivia here.
Ah, love this part.
695. Yeah.
Yeah.
It is kind of fun.
Uh-huh.
Hello.
Hey.
Hello.
Who is this?
This is Bill.
Bill?
Yes, sir.
Where are you headed this morning, Bill?
I'm headed over to Brandon. I'm just taking a load of lumber.
Oh, okay. Oh. Very good. Who do you work for?
I work for Baylor Lumber.
Very good. Very good. Bill, we're going to do a little trivia here, and much like we did last hour, I'm going to give you the question, and then Tom is going to offer an answer. I'll give you four multiple choices. It's multiple choice. I'll give you four options, and Tom's going to answer. Patrick's going to answer. Actually, we'll let Patrick go first this time because Tom went first last time. I'll ask the question.
Right.
Patrick's going to go first, and then Tom, and then you will have the option of either agreeing with one of them or you can go out on your own, okay?
Sounds great.
All right, here's the question. Every day, nearly 1% of the world's population does this. Every day, nearly 1% of the world's population does this. Is it A, go to McDonald's, B, go to Starbucks, C, opens a Facebook account, or D, dies? Patrick?
Wow, 700 million people. I'm going to say McDonald's, A.
A, go to McDonald's. Tom?
I'm going to say dies.
Dies, okay. Bill?
I was going to go with Facebook.
Facebook accounts?
Yeah.
Sorry, that is not correct.
Mm. Oh, man.
But
we're talking about 70 million people, too. Sorry.
Thanks for playing along, though, man. Be careful on your on your drive to Brenham.
I'm pulled over to the side of the road.
Even better.
Hey, thanks.
Even better. Thanks for doing that, but have a great day, all right?
All right, thank you.
Take care. It was go to McDonald's. Patrick was right.
Huh.
So there you are. Patrick,
yeah.
Patrick, you were 2 for 2 today.
All right.
You the man.
Good way to start off the week.
2 for 2.
So you the man. Well, I still got these tickets burning in my pocket.
Oh, no.
Well, we can give them away I mean, we don't have to.
We don't have to give them away today.
That's right. We'll,
no, we don't have to.
We'll save them for another day.
Yes.
What? Watch. Let's see.
I already wrote Bill down, so I'll have the winner's Bill.
Yeah. Hello?
Hi. Once that guy got it wrong, I called.
Oh, I see.
Well, I kind of gave the answer.
I know.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Well, that's exactly what I was going to say.
What you were going to say? You were going to say McDonald's?
Oh, I was absolutely going to say McDonald's.
Of course you were, and I believe you. But we're still
too.
But we're still not going to give you the ticket. So,
yeah.
Well, we'll give them away again. We'll give them away again.
Okay. Yeah. I retired just to listen to you guys all morning long.
Wow. Jace.
Wow.
She's throwing a mean fastball here.
I worked with Lillian Downs for years and years and years, and I promised her I'd take care of Ben in the morning.
There you go. There you go. Well, I appreciate you calling, all right?
Okay.
Take care.
Her name doesn't happen to be Bill, does it?
No. I doubt it. But,
golly, she was.
Boy,
she was like queen for a day.
She
you
was
know?
Laying it on thick and heavy.
She really was.
Wow.
Yeah.
Retired
that's right.
Just to listen to us.
I'm your boss's wife's best friend.
I'm sorry, man. Aim higher. I mean, just a word of advice. But retired to listen to us. Wow. I say that. I'll be rocking on the porch with the DVD on shuffle. You know, it's something in my iPod. Listening to the best of. Look.
That young whippersnapper doing sports.
That's right. He can't pronounce tennis names either. I love that part, too. Info.
I forgot that part.
Yeah. We do that way too well. So.
Yeah.
Homeless man in Washington, D.C. arrested after he allegedly tried to steal a car that belonged to the Secret Service.
Oops.
Of all the cars that you could possibly steal, that's not a good one to start with. Car was parked Friday afternoon near the school attended by President Obama's daughters. Man allegedly jumped into the car and tried to drive it away. He was arrested and accused of carjacking. Really? Carjacking, huh? That seems a little. Maybe somebody was in there, but you know those guys have guns.
Mm-hmm.
You don't be doing that.
Yeah, they got gubs.
Man from the Philippines thought to have been dead and buried weeks ago turned out to be alive. His wife says 25-year-old man was last seen alive by his mother on February 2nd. A body of an unidentified man believed to have been a murder victim was found in a nearby town. The mother claimed it was her son's body and arranged a funeral and a burial, but turns out that wasn't him.
Oh.
So somebody's got some splaining to do. Let's see here. When Betsy Stibler went to bed in a T-shirt from a recent 5K race, she didn't expect to run down a burglary suspect. 41-year-old mother of three, Supermom, had been awakened by her youngest about 2 o'clock in the morning on Thursday when she spotted a man going through her father's car. This is in North Naples, Florida.
Mm-hmm.
She throws on a pair of shorts, slipped on her flip-flops, and grabbed her cell phone. She said she called 911 and calmly confronted the suspect who had walked down the street. She told the suspect, quote, "You may as well stop. The police are coming, and if you're going to run, you better run fast and more than 3 miles because I'm a runner." Go.
That's good.
So the suspect took off running.
Oh, well.
And so did Betsy. She ditched her flip-flops, took off in a full barefoot sprint, followed the suspect past 6 homes and over a bridge. When the suspect stopped at the midpoint, he told her, "You better back up." She said she wasn't scared and said she told the suspect the police were coming and he'd better keep running. He did keep running. Then she cornered him between 2 homes and then the police showed up. Look. Somewhere, Rhonda Seaton is screaming at the radio, and she doesn't know why. Rhonda Seaton, our friend from the College Station Police Department, because she would be the first person to tell you, and anybody in law enforcement that's listening right now would be the first person to tell you, don't do that!
No.
Okay? Don't do what this woman did. I mean, it's an awesome story, but this could have ended very, very badly. So, no, don't take the law into your own hands and things of that nature.
Mm-hmm.
I just had it. Where was it?
What? Oh, it sounds like Scott.
I know.
Yeah. It's on the other side of the room.
He'll be back on Friday. Here we go. This date in history.
Oh, I love this part.
I know you do.
Yeah.
Let's see. This date in 1879, the artificial sweetener saccharin was discovered at Johns Hopkins in Baltimore.
Oh, and it started killing people, did it?
No. See, and that's just it. That's one of the unfortunate wives' tales that's ascribed to saccharin. And the thing is, they force-fed this stuff to rats for, like, every meal and just gave them an unreasonable amount of this stuff. And it's living proof that too much of anything will kill you. But what happens is then they end up finding a tumor on a rat after it was given probably the human equivalent of pounds of saccharin per day.
Yeah.
And so all of a sudden, Sweet and Low gives you cancer.
We're going to, yeah. keep finding a tumor here.
Exactly. This date in 1951, the 22nd Amendment to the U.S. Constitution was ratified. Do you remember what it was for?
Nope.
Limited the president to two terms.
Oh.
Well, yeah.
This date, 1951.
Oh, yeah.
Well, if only they
teach
do this,
that Roosevelt thing.
If only they'd do the same thing for Congress, that would be nice.
Mm-hmm.
In this date, 1974, People Magazine published for the first time. You remember who was on the cover?
Oh, gosh. Scott always says it.
Mia Farrow.
All right, you got 50 seconds.
The minute you said it.
No.
The Oscars were last night. The principal winners were The Artist, the best picture, best actress.